Now notice what happened. Chapter 16 now of Judges, verse 1. Then went Samson to Gaza, and he saw there an harlot, and he went in under her. And it was told the Gazites, saying, Samson is come hither. And they compassed him in and laid wait for him all night in the gate of the city, and were quiet all the night, saying, in the morning, when it's day, we shall kill him. In other words, they locked up the city, and they said, we'll get him in the morning. Samson lay till midnight, rose at midnight, and when he came and found the gates of the city locked, what did he do? He took the doors of the gate of the city and the two posts and went away with them, bar and all, and put them upon his shoulders and carried them up to the top of a hill that's before Hebron. He sounds like a college student, doesn't he? It sounds like a prank of a teenager that he's doing. My, this boy Samson never did grow up. And all the time he's called to deliver Israel with this mighty power, and he's just using it for his own personal use. Notice now what happens. Verse 4. Now we come to the story of Samson and Delilah. It came to pass afterward that he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek whose name was Delilah. That's the story of Samson. That, my friend, is the downfall of Samson. That's the big failure in his life. That's the weak point in his life. He loved a woman. No man falls suddenly into sin. He does it gradually. It was discovered in a little town I was pastor of in Texas that there was a president, I guess he was, of the bank. And it was a small bank. But, oh, he was outstanding. That man actually went with me to the jail to give out tracts and talk to the prisoners there. And one day, he disappeared. And I think he'd gone on vacation. All of a sudden, they began to miss money. It was gone. They couldn't believe that he did it. They tried to count for it every other way, but they couldn't. And finally, they decided he was the one, and they began to look for him because he didn't come back from vacation. That man finally committed suicide. And they found out it had been happening for years. No man falls all of a sudden in sin. And one of the greatest sins that destroys so many men today is he loved a woman. It's this matter of sex. It's one of the things that's killing off a great many. And that was Samson's sin. Was that a sex? He loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. And the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and said unto her, entice him. See where his great strength lies, and by what means we may prevail against him, that we may bind him to afflict him, and we will give thee every one of us 1,100 pieces of silver. And you may be sure of one thing, she was more interested in the 1,100 pieces of silver than she was interested in Samson. And so she begins now. I take it that Delilah was a woman that he never even tempted to marry at all. He began to kid with her in this case. Delilah said to Samson, tell me, I pray thee, wherein my great strength lieth, wherewith thou mightest be bound to afflict thee. Samson said unto her, if they bind me with 7 green withs that are never dried, then shall I be weak and be as another man. He kids her at first, you see, and he begins to give her answers, but they're wrong answers. And so when he went to sleep, why, she let them know, and they came up and bound him. And then she waked him up. She said, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And boy, he broke that just as if it were thread, and his strength was not known. Now, verse 10 of chapter 16, and Delilah said unto Samson, behold, thou hast mocked me and told me lies. Now tell me, I pray thee, wherewith thou mightest be bound. And he said unto her, if they bind me fast with new ropes that never were occupied, then shall I be weak and be as another man. You see, again, he's playing with his kidney along. And notice, they try this out. And so what happened was they bound him when he was asleep, and she gave the cry again. And he break them off his arms just like they were thread, these new ropes. Now Delilah, she's really exasperated, frustrated with her boyfriend. And Delilah said unto Samson, "Hitherto thou hast mocked me and told me lies. Tell me wherewith thou mightest be bound." And he said unto her, "If thou weavest the seven locks of my head with the web." And now he's beginning to weaken. May I say to you, friends, this is the beginning of the end of the man. He begins now to weaken. And she fastened it with the pin and said unto him, "The Philistines be upon thee, Samson." He waked out of his sleep, went away with the pin of the beam and with the web. He picked the whole thing up. Well, he's weakening because he's mentioning now his hair, you see. And she said unto him, verse 15 of chapter 16, "How canst thou say I love thee when thine heart is not with me? Thou hast mocked me these three times, and hast not told me wherein thy great strength lieth." And it came to pass, when she pressed him daily with the words and urged him, so that his soul was vexed unto death, that he told her all his heart, and said unto her, "Thou hast not come a razor upon mine head. For I have been a Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb. If I be shaven, then my strength will go from me, and I will become weak and be like other men." Now, actually, the strength is not in the hair, friends. That's the badge of a Nazarite vow. And the strength was when the Spirit of God came upon him. Now, Delilah saw that he's really a fool, and he was a fool to tell her. Verse 18, when Delilah saw that he told her all his heart, she sent and called for the lords of the Philistines, saying, "Come up this once, for he hath showed me all his heart." Then the lords of the Philistines came up under her and brought money in their hand, and she made him sleep upon her knees. She called for a man, and she caused him to shave off the seven locks of his head. She began to afflict him, and his strength went from him. This man's weak now. And she said, "The Philistines be upon thee, Samson." And here's the tragic verse in the life of Samson. And he awoke out of his sleep and said, "I will go out as at other times before and shake myself." Listen. And he wist not, he knew not, that the Lord was departed from him. Friends, the strength was not in the hair. The strength was in the Spirit of the Lord God that was upon him. Strength today, there's no spiritual strength in ceremonies and rituals today. Friends, the strength of a believer is always in the Spirit of God. Always. And this man now, called a judge, called to deliver his people, a carnal judge. And now Ichabod, the glory is departed, is written over his life. He didn't know that the Spirit of God had now left him. You see, he never raised an army. He never won a battle. He never rallied the people. And what happened to him? Well, his strength is now gone. Sex is what ruined this man. Now we are told, "The Philistines took him, put out his eyes, brought him down to Gaza, bound him with fetters of brass. He did grind in the prison house. Howbeit, the hair of his head began to grow again after he was shaven. Then the lords of the Philistines gathered together to offer a great sacrifice." And then you have the tragic end of this man. He delivers himself, but he doesn't deliver his people. Always himself. His hair began to grow. And this man certainly has now become a very repentant man. And they bring him into the temple to make sport of him. And the house was full of men and women. We're told in verse 27 now of chapter 16, "And there were upon the roof about 3,000 men and women." This was that temple that was there of Dagon, their god, "that beheld while Samson made sport." They just made a fool of him. "And Samson called unto the Lord and said, O Lord God, remember me, I pray thee, and strengthen me, I pray thee, only this once, O God, that I may be at once avenged of the Philistines for my two eyes. And Samson, you know, was brought up there. He was blind where the two pillars that held up the temple were. Samson took hold of the two middle pillars upon which the house stood and on which it was borne up, the one with his right hand, the other with his left. Samson said, "Let me die with the Philistines." And he bowed himself with all his might. The house fell upon the lords and upon all the people that were therein. So the dead which he slew at his death were more than they which he slew in his life. Then his brethren and all the house of his fathers came down, took him up and brought him up and buried him between Zorah and Eshtaol in the burying place of Manoah his father. He judged Israel 20 years, but he failed. He shall begin to deliver Israel. And he went out and he didn't know that the Spirit of God had departed from him. Now, there is a comparison between Samson and the Lord Jesus Christ. You may be surprised. Listen to it. The birth of both was foretold by an angel. And he was separated to God. He was a Nazarite. And he went in the power of the Spirit of God. It can be said of both, the Lord Jesus and Samson. He was rejected by his people, Samson was, and so was the Lord Jesus. And he destroyed his enemies in his death. But notice there is a contrast, by the way, between them, and that's the thing to note. The prince of this world cometh and findeth nothing in me, the Lord Jesus said. He found plenty in that Samson, didn't he? And his weakness was women. That's destroyed many a man. And now we see that Christ on the cross, he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And Samson says, "Avenge me." Christ's arms were outstretched in love on the cross, and Samson's arms were outstretched in hatred and revenge against the Philistines. And then, friends, Christ lives today. Samson died. The lesson for you and me is the Spirit of God will never leave a Christian, it's true, but you can grieve him so you're powerless. And there came a time when the Spirit no longer will strive with men. He said that in the days of Noah, and that could be true in the life of a believer today. But if you're indwelt by the Spirit of God and God's man, may I say how tragic it is to live a life without the power of the Spirit of God.